Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK. Go!
Good morning to you. It is a good day to have a great day. It is Friday!
Woo! Yeah!
Never gets old. Just exciting. Kev, you there, buddy?
I think so.
There you are. We had to move her over because something's going on with that mic right now. We'll figure it out later, but, you know.
Always some more Lana drama?
Lana drama?
Oh, I did not cause
microphone's
this.
Not working.
I did not cause this.
It's all good. We can hear you. On the other microphone, it's fine.
Yay, happy Friday.
Yes. All right, a lot going on today. We have your chance at $500.
I know. Yeah.
Big.
I could use $500, but we can't win. But it's just, it's so easy. We've had so many winners already. There's so many people that are just out there going to be spending all this extra money this weekend.
So we'll give you a chance to win that coming up at 500, coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance at $500. Well, yesterday, Lana did win the Thursday 3, but there will be a rematch.
Yes, I did.
Yes, there will be a rematch.
Yes, 6:35, there will be a rematch. We'll do the same songs just to make sure that the results are accurate.
Okay. All right.
And usually they aren't, which is hysterical. We usually, the person who wins Thursday never wins on Friday. Mm-mm. It's just such a different audience and different tastes, I guess.
But really? Who knows?
Yeah, go ahead.
But I said, but who knows?
Who knows?
Today history could be that
made,
day.
Yes.
History.
And Kane Brown tickets, we'll have those for you at 8:40. But right now we're starting the day off with, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Jason Aldean, Blame It On You. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
You're going to Russo's Pizza in Clearwater, but you got to tell us, who is this secret celebrity?
By leaving the environment, leaving Jay's studio environment, leaving my environment, leaving the band's environment, leaving the songwriter's environment, that we made something that was uncomfortable and unique and new, and that's where creativity thrives.
He left a lot of environments, sounds like, right there.
He left a lot of environments.
But he has dropped the first of three new albums today.
Today. Yep.
He is nicknamed The Chief. He sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
Who could this be? 800-992-1099. Paulina in Plant City playing Secret Celebrity with us. Paulina, who's our secret celebrity?
By leaving the environment, leaving Jay's studio environment, leaving my environment, leaving the band's environment, leaving the songwriter's environment, that we made something that was uncomfortable and unique and new, and that's where creativity thrives.
I'm trying to remember. Give me a second. So I'm really excited. Eric Church.
Eric Church. Yeah, after all that, Eric Church. Way to go.
I was going to say something else. I was like, I think it's Jason Aldean. I was like, no, that's not it.
No, that was his song that we played right before that, but that was Eric Church. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
The first of his triple album comes out today. So excited about that.
The first one that comes out today is Heart.
Very cool. Well, listen, we're going to hook you up with a Russo's Pizza gift card, $50.
Oh, thank you.
You got it. It's in Clearwater. It's delicious. Hang on for me, all righty?
All right, thank you.
Well, it's time for that rematch. We do a Thursday 3, but we just want to make sure that the results are accurate. We'll go head-to-head-to-head next on 99.5 QYK.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
What?
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his, Three's Company 2.
Okay.
I forgot it last week while you were gone, so I had to make up for it.
Good to be back. Appreciate y'all. All right, this is our Thursday 3. What we do is we pick a song of the week. We pitch it to you, QYK family. If you think you know, or I'm sorry, what's going to be your pick? We do a little vote by taking calls, and then we play that song. But we compete against each other.
Mm-hmm.
This week is an ACM theme of Entertainers of the Year, the nominees for this.
And the nominees are Chris Stapleton, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett.
All right.
So we all could pick any song we wanted to from any one of those artists.
Lana, would you like to start us off?
I will.
I want to remind you of the rules. You have 30 seconds to pitch this song.
Uh-huh.
And That's it.
Okay, I chose Luke Bryan. There are so many amazing songs from this entertainer. But the one that we always wait for him to come out at his shows, is Country Girl, Shake It For Me. I mean, we're talking about shaking it for the birds, shaking it for the trees, the bees, the catfish swimming in the creek. We love Luke Bryan shaking it on stage. I mean, I think this is the one song that when we listen to it, you can't just sit there. You got to tap your feet. You got to get up. You got to move. This is the song that we want to hear today for Thursday 3. It is Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. Garrett. I mean, it makes you get up and move.
I will tell you, that's my go-to karaoke song.
What really? That one?
Yeah, that's my go-to karaoke.
All right.
I love it. Because everybody knows it. So when you can't sing it, I'm horrible. They start singing louder, and then you just sound great. All right, Kevin, you're up. And this is a heater that you picked. I like this one.
You're darn right. Mine's Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey. It's still one of the top streaming songs, and this song was released in 2015. You listen to JR's 2020 Country Countdown on Sunday mornings, it's still one of the top streamers 6 years later. He actually didn't write it. This song is from the 1980s. David Allan Coe and George Jones did a version, but then Chris Stapleton made it his own. It's from the album Traveler. It's Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, that's smooth.
Ooh. Darn it.
It's Tennessee Whiskey.
A good song. Such a good song.
It's a great song.
And that's a song that really changed his life, because when he did it with Justin Timberlake,
that was a game changer.
It was on the CMAs. Game changer for him. Everybody's like, oh, that's Chris Stapleton?
That's it.
Because a lot of people didn't know him outside of Nashville, but fantastic, great pick. Like it. Unfortunately, not going to be the winner. All right, so we move on to my pick. We're on to my pick. Obviously, Luke Combs up for Entertainer of the Year. I think that if you do pick him, if you like Luke Combs, this will help him win Entertainer of the Year. So it'll be kind of a cool thing for him if you do pick his song. I will tell you a few facts about Luke Combs. He just recently shaved his beard. It's a lot shorter. He's been buried. His favorite dish from his wife is pasta that she makes. Very, very supportive of his wife. So that's kind of a big deal. I thought that, man, what a role model. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm talking about?
What about the song?
The song? Oh, that's right. On top of that, he just writes hits like this one number away. It's my pick. And it did not run right now. So, you know what? you know we are right now? We are one button away. Here it is. Ready?
But everywhere.
It's a jam. I almost forget what Lana even picked. You know what I'm saying? After these two songs that we just went.
Do you notice how I was the only one who got the 30-second ticker?
No, I did.
No, did you?
He didn't do it for himself.
Apparently, you didn't notice.
Well, those are all three really good picks. I mean, obviously, all three nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
Very good picks. All in good fun right here, okay? But now it gets serious. QYK family, we turn it over to you, all right?
We need your help.
Lana, you have to know the name of the person who picked it and what song they picked. So if you want Lana's, it's Lana, and it's Country Girl Shake It For Me by Luke Bryan. If you want Kevin, it's Kevin, Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. Mm-hmm. You want JR, Luke Combs, one number away. What's it going to be, QYK family? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, we do our Thursday 3, obviously, on Thursdays, and we do a little check the next morning to make sure that our results are right. So, QYK family, we have all picked a song. Kevin went with Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. I went with Luke Combs, one number away. And Lana went with Luke Bryan, Country Girl Shake It For Me.
Woo-hoo.
Yesterday, Luke Bryan did win. Uh-huh. Lana did win. So we're going to find out if she can hold up that title right now or if it was just a fluke, Lana.
No, it's not a fluke.
We'll find out.
It's Luke.
Oh, God, nice. All right, Diane in Largo right now. What is your vote?
Lana.
Yeah. Yes,
Luke. Country girl, shake it for me.
There you go. There's another one for Lana.
Ooh.
All right. Appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Zach in Palm Harbor, what is your vote for the Thursday 3?
I'm going to have to go with Lana and Luke Bryan.
Yes. Wow. Look at that. Two days in a row.
People, right, I guess, hate Luke Combs and Chris Stapleton. That's what I'm hearing.
Do not.
maybe if it would have played Beer Broke My Heart, I might have been choosing that one.
All right, I'll remember that next week.
All right.
Have a great day, Zach.
You too, Mike.
Well, look at you. Clean it up right now. Let's do one more. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, what's your vote?
Kevin with Chris Stapleton and Tennessee Whiskey.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. Pretty much exactly what happened yesterday. Yeah. One vote for you, two for you.
Yep.
For you, and absolutely zero for me. So that was fantastic. All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling. No, don't worry. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Lana, 2 days in a row. I think it's the first time it's happened. So we checked the results, and you won again.
Yeah, I just made history today by winning both on Thursday and on Friday with Luke Bryan's Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
History making right now.
I guess it is.
On 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK and Tampa Bay's Morning Crew want to thank those working the front lines here in our community. It's First Responder Friday, brought to you by Fusilla Nissan of Clearwater on 99.5 QIK.
We have Edward on the phone, and he is recognizing his wife, Cheryl, for First Responder Friday. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. You guys?
Well, we're doing great, man. Well, tell us about your lovely life, lovely wife and life, I guess, Cheryl, and what she does and where she works.
Well, she works up at West Marion Hospital in Ocala, working in the emergency room up there as a nurse. And she's worked down in Tampa General and a couple other hospitals in the emergency rooms. And even though she has what's called Addison's disease, where it's an autoimmune deficiency, she's been working through COVID and everything else and goes in early, stays late, you know, does whatever she needs to do. And just an amazing woman.
Wow.
Day in and day out does this.
You know, it takes a really special person to be a nurse because you are seeing people sometimes at their absolute worst. They're panicking, and yet you have to always remain calm. And somebody that they can just, a stranger they need to trust.
Exactly. And, you know, you're going in not knowing what's going to happen every day at work. And putting herself at risk during this time especially.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, we were at Monster Jam a couple months ago. And while we were there, she looks over and about two rows over in another section, there was a kid actually choking on a hot dog.
Oh, wow.
And the dad was trying to pat the kid on the back and everything else, and the kid was starting to turn blue and pale.
Aww.
Well, next thing I know, she turns and hands me her beer. Jumps over two rows of seats, goes over there, gives the kid the Heimlich maneuver, and about that time, the paramedics who were working at the stadium come over, and they're just double-checking and making sure the kid's okay and everything's all good to go, and she comes back over, sits back down, and says, can I have my beer, please?
Oh, my gosh. Just another
and
day in the office.
I got this look on my face like, you just save the kid from, okay, here you go. Here's your beer.
And that's why
you
needed that beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, Edward, we are just so happy that you shared, these stories about your wife, Cheryl, and we're so thankful for what she does. And I just want to make sure that you pass along our absolute appreciation for her and what she does. And real quick, though, Edward, what do you and Cheryl do for fun when it's just her day off and your day off? And what do you guys like to do?
We'll go out to dinner, basically whatever she wants to do. She runs the house. I just live there and work there.
Well, that's good. You know, it's actually smart because she can save his life at any time.
That's right.
Exactly.
Edward knows. Happy wife, happy life.
Definitely.
All right, Edward, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Very cool to hear Edward talk about his wife right there. That's awesome. First Responder Friday. If you want to nominate someone, you can right now at 995QIK.com. We also have Military Monday if you want to nominate someone for that. Very easy. Takes a couple minutes. 995QIK.com.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Let's kick the weekend off right now. We have Kurt with us for the 7:15 second date update. Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
Good. Big fan of the show. I'm excited to be talking to you guys.
We appreciate you reaching out, man. We're glad to try to help you out here. Okay, so tell us about Nina that you mentioned in your Facebook message.
Yeah, so I met Nina at Rick's on the river.
Yeet.
Yeah, so we saw each other at the bar, and they got her number. We just kind of clicked right away. I think she was into me, and she, you know, was just a really good first interaction. So we went home, called her later, and we set up a date. Ended up going out to 220 East, mm-hmm. and we just had a great time. It honestly couldn't have been better. We talked about everything, like talked about our families and our work and, you know, what we want in the future and travel, like, literally everything. Just, it was perfect. So we, you know, we had our meal, we went for a little walk afterward, and then she, you know, she gave me a little peck on the cheek. It wasn't like a fireworks moment, but it was cute. It was nice. It felt like it ended on a good note, you know?
Okay.
And then called her back a couple days later. She wouldn't answer. Texted her, nothing. I didn't want to be too much, so I just kind of left it there. But I haven't heard from her at all, and I have no idea what went wrong, because honestly, it felt so perfect. We were flirting in all the right ways, and I don't know. So I'm hoping you guys can help me figure this out so I can get a second date with her.
All right. Well, Kurt, you said that you guys talked about everything. I always like to ask this. How did the date end up? Other besides the kiss, did you guys talk about another date?
We just said it'll be really great to see each other again. So I assumed, you know, I'd give her a call and we'd set something up.
So no plans were made, though?
No official plans, no.
All right. Well, let's do this, Kurt. We're going to put you on hold and we're going to try to call Nina, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, hang on. Trying to help out Kurt today on the 7:15 second date update. Here's pretty cool. He got a kiss at the end of the date on, mm-hmm. on the cheek, which mm-hmm. would show me that it ended pretty well.
Yeah, and he said the conversation was really good. They pretty much talked about everything. Took her out to dinner, and he says he cannot think of anything. And I asked him, I'm like, really, come on, nothing?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, that's why I'm calling you guys. So he has no clue why Nina's not calling him back.
So we're going to try to call Nina right now and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, is this Nina?
Yes, it is.
Hi, good morning, Nina. How are you?
I'm well.
Good morning, Nina. This is Lana and JR from QYK and Kevin.
Oh, okay. Hi. I listen, you guys. Hi. How are you guys?
Good. I know it's a completely random phone call, and we're cracking up right now.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air real quick, actually, about something not real serious, but just kind of something about your dating life, actually.
Okay, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Well, we heard about this guy named Kurt that you met at Rick's on the River, and then I guess you guys exchanged info and decided to go on a little date to 220 East.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we heard it went really, really well and actually ended with a kiss on the cheek. And I guess he's been reaching out to you. I mean, have you been getting texts from him?
Yeah, you know, I just haven't been able to get back to him.
Is there something going on? Is there a reason?
I got a little weirded out. I, like, tried to find him, like, later on social media and, like, you know, like, any of the dating apps that, like, every normal person is on. And he wasn't. Like, I know he told me he was, like, not really into it. He's, like, kind of off the grid. But there's, like, literally nothing. Like, no Facebook, no Instagram. Like, can't find him on Twitter. Like, I can't find him anywhere. And I'm just like, cool, so you don't have social media. Like, what is wrong with you? Or, like, why don't you want to, like, interact on this, like, fourth dimension with everyone else? Like, I just can't get it.
Well, you're trying to find him on social media, but you have his phone number. I mean, he's reaching out to you, so you found him, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, like, why is he, it creeps me out that he, like, doesn't do any of those things. He's like totally off the grid.
I thought it'd be like refreshing to someone that's not on social media.
What do you think? He's hiding something, or?
I mean, if you're not on social media, then you can hide a bunch of stuff.
Well listen, Nina, I did not think that was going to be your reaction or reasoning, but I do have Kurt on the phone. I want to bring him back on because he was in the dark about this and obviously didn't read it on Facebook. Kurt, you heard what she had to say. I mean, first of all, you're not on social media?
No, I'm not on social media, but I don't understand why that's a problem when she has my number and I'm literally reaching out to her. What?
Agreed.
Go right to the source, you know? We had a good time. You saw me in person. That is way better information than you could find online, so I don't really get what the issue is here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I feel like I can't, like, fully know you if you don't have, like, a Facebook or an Instagram.
I have a phone. I have a mouth. I have ears. I don't really understand. What we talked about everything. What didn't you know that... I'm sorry, I think that's a little ridiculous. That's kind of obsessive. You know, why wouldn't you just ask me what you want to know?
I don't know, that's just like not how it works now.
Listen, I honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I would not have a social media if we didn't have to do this for work.
I'm with you.
I really would not, because I'd rather meet someone in person or just talk to someone in person. My question to you, Nina, is, like, this can't be a deal breaker for you, because this is a guy that's saying, hey, I don't have that distraction. I'm not going to be on my phone when we're at dinner looking at my social media or my Instagram.
Yeah, you're going to get all kinds of quality time from him.
So, what is this really that big a deal?
I don't know. I feel like maybe honestly, not, but then, like, what if I want to share something, like, on social media?
Share
like,
it. Here?
Sorry, I don't think we need to go any further. This is a deal breaker for me. I don't... The fact that it's such a big problem for you seems just super weird. So I'm actually going to bounce out here. I need someone who doesn't care so much about what's online.
Okay.
Really?
Well, that switched up. All right. Okay. Interesting.
Well, Kurt, I mean, you're the one that called us. So, I mean, you're calling the shots here. Nina, I guess just continue not to get back to Kurt. That's what she was doing. So, sorry it's not going to work out for you. Kurt, this is your call. And Nina, I wish you luck as well. And you guys have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK just had our 7:15 second date update between Nina and Kurt. Well, Nina's not going to be going out with Kurt again, and Kurt actually was the one that reached out to us and then said, you know what, I'm good. This is just a little much for me, because Nina goes, you know what, you don't have social media, and I think that's sketchy. I've tried to find you. I couldn't find you on anything like that. And he goes, you met me. I'm in front of you.
Yeah.
I don't do social media. I think that's an immature thing. And so he changed his mind and said, hey, I don't want to go out with you anymore, because you're so focused on that, and that's the reason you weren't getting back to me.
Right. Which is,
All right, we got someone on the phone who wants to remain anonymous but has something on this. What do you think?
Although I think she's going a little bit too far, my ex-husband wasn't on social media, and it turned out he was seeing multiple people, and that was his way of them not being able to see that he had a family.
Wow.
I can see why she might be somewhat concerned, but, you know, address it and then move on.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
I'm so sorry.
It is a thing. It is a thing, though, so...
Gotcha.
I get it.
All right, you take care.
You too.
Ouch.
Laura in Tampa right now. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
Good morning to you. So what do you think?
My opinion is kudos to him for cutting it off. The world does not have to revolve around the social media. I'm 55, and I don't have none of the above. I have a phone number like that other gentleman.
Wow.
But the world needs to go back to the old school, to meet and greet, wine and dine, and earn their trust the old school way.
Well, that was what he was trying to do, you know, and she was just not having it.
Yeah. I love that idea, though, but I think we're all just too far gone at this point. We'll never get away from it. So it's part of our culture now.
That's why grandparents and a lot of the parents are married for 50-some-plus years, because they didn't have all that drama to associate with.
Yeah.
Preach. They had themselves and they had their family.
Yep. Preach on it. You have a great day, okay?
He's right.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Monica is in El Palo Beach. Monica, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, JR and Lana. How are you?
We're great. Tell us what you think.
Oh, my gosh. I'm laughing because my husband doesn't have any social media at all either.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that don't.
I found him on Match.com, and after that, he's like, I don't do social media. I'm not into all that drama.
Yeah, you know what? by the way, that's a whole other deal of having social media or not. I know my dad just like got off it because he's like, I just don't want to see all the political stuff anymore. I'm done with all that.
My dad doesn't have one.
Yeah. But at the same time, for her to be so focused in on that, it's seemed like a lot.
I know. I would have been with him. I would have broke it off.
Think about how much extra time that you would have if you did not have social media in your life.
Well, you could find out. I mean, you look at your phone, it'll tell you what you look at
all
the time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't have any of those quiet days.
Yeah, well, we don't have any in here either. No, just kidding. All right, if you miss it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later today. I love you. All right, coming up, we are going to give you a little recap of everything that went on this week. There's some funny moments. You're going to hear them next and your chance at $500 after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, a lot of crazy things happen on this show, on and off the air. I think we all can agree, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Some things stick out to us, and we go, did that just happen? And people will call and be like, did you just say that? And the answer is usually yes. It did just happen, and yes, I did just say that. but we just thought we'd put together some funny moments from the show for just this week. We're going to start doing this every week. You're going to hear them on Fridays of just a kind of a recap. It's like little bits and pieces of the show that we thought were funny or that were cool, and you're going to hear them. So, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The week that was. Here it is.
Kevin, do you give your wife massages on her feet and pedicures?
No, not her feet. On her shoulders for sure, but not feet.
She says...
I have my foot out right now. Will you touch it?
It's all black on the bottom.
Will you touch my foot right now?
No, I won't.
People think we're joking. My foot is black.
Yes.
Why are your feet black?
Well, I walked here. Just touch the foot.
No.
All right, my highlight of the show actually just happened in the hallway. With Lana, because Lana also already in the Music Minute has told us the Brad Paisley concert is in 2022.
It's not 2021.
Because she goes, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, she goes, I thought it was 2020. I'm like, no, what happens is
20.
I messed up.
In the hallway, we see Jerry that works in sales. Uh-huh. She goes, Jerry, happy birthday. She goes, in February?
He loves the ocean and the beach and beers in Mexico. Who is this?
That's got to be Kenny Chesney.
Danny in Clearwater is breathing in that salt water, getting the brain cells going this morning. I love it.
I was petrified in this man's house. He let out all kinds of nasty animals that I'm not comfortable with, and he kept joking and laughing about it like it was like he couldn't read that I was uncomfortable and sweaty and nervous.
You make it sound like I didn't take anything into consideration, and I did. I didn't even show you the rats.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Have a busy letter.
Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying, a very famous movie about a jail or prison. I thought I heard it. Lana, when's the last time you purchased a Tommy Bahama shirt for somebody in their 30s?
My wedding. I have a friend of mine who has got a pet possum.
I hope you guys are really good friends.
I know. I don't particularly like them, but...
How often do you go over there and pet her possum?
No, it's a friend of mine. He doesn't live here in the state.
Apologize.
And it's a guy.
Donna and Brandon had a pretty good day, right?
Yes, it was very fun.
What happened?
I won $500.
There you go. So we want to pay for your fun in 21. That's why you got that $500.
I know.
Anything fun on the books that you're going
to
do?
Well, I was talking to my other half about trying to maybe get tickets to the Brooks and Dunn concert that's coming in October.
There you go.
That is a perfect thing to do with the $500. You know what else you can do with that money?
I know you're going to say this. Go ahead.
Beer money.
There it is. Some highlights from the show from this week, man. Or low lights, depending on how you look at it.
That's true.
Lana, we've learned a lot about you. Well, first of all, you won't touch my foot, which is probably a good choice.
Oh, come on.
That's a great choice.
Great choice. But it just came to me. But you're talking about these feet rubs and how you would give Keith Urban a foot rub. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Because Australian feet are different.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
They're nice and soft and clean.
You know this? Stalker.
I have a feeling Keith has awesome feet.
Well, then you have a friend that has a pet possum.
Yes.
I mean, the things that come out of your mouth are so great.
I know. It's so
I love it.
It's random.
It's just so good. Anyway. But good times. Also a great 7:15 second date update. Those are all good times where a guy had a rat and all. I mean, crazy stuff. I love it.
You never know what's going to happen.
All right. We're going to get you $500 next.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Eric Church releases Heart. This is the first album in his trio of records today to make the records. He brought songwriters, his band, and his producer to North Carolina, where he rented a restaurant and used that as a studio. He kind of talks about how these albums were recorded.
By leaving the environment, leaving Jay's studio environment, leaving my environment, leaving the band's environment, leaving the songwriter's environment, that we made something that was uncomfortable and unique and new, and that's where creativity thrives.
Do you think they were maybe at a Church's Chicken?
Ooh. Oh, Eric and the songwriters.
took her a second.
I know.
I was going around her head a little bit, then bam, got her.
Eric and the songwriters would write a song each day, and then they would record it later on that night. By the way, so it's Heart Today, the album And comes out on the 20th, and that is only available to the Church Choir Fan Club, and it's only coming out on vinyl. The album called Soul will be out on the 23rd. Got it?
Got it. Thank you.
All right. I guess the ACMs probably won't be going too long because they've already announced a bunch of winners. We already know that Jimmy Allen won, right. Gabby Barrett won. Well, they just announced that Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce also won the ACM Music Event of the Year for their song, I Hope You're Happy Now.
So Eric Church and Luke Combs did not win that one.
They did not.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce won.
Way to go.
That's
awesome.
So, yeah. Philip Sweet of Little Big Town has also come down with COVID-19, so he will be on rest while the other band with the rest of the members will be performing Wine, Beer, and Whiskey. Don't forget that is coming up Sunday at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. One of the entertainers of the year, Chris Stapleton, his birthday was yesterday, his 43rd birthday. And you've got to go check out his Instagram because his wife posted a bunch of pictures of him when he was a little boy and they are so cute. It's like the first time you've ever seen him without all the facial hair. Oh. And he's so young. So cute.
You got a chin? That's crazy.
Yeah. And you're not going to want to miss the award show on Sunday because in addition to being nominated for a bunch, he's like one of the top nominees, 6 nominations. Chris Stapleton is going to perform the song called Maggie's Song. And for those of us that are infatuated with this album, this is the song about his dog that his family had for a long time.
She was a dog that deserved a song. So I wrote a song about her the day after she died. And that song happened to carry through to me feeling led to play it live, and we wound up in the studio and we recorded it. And now it lives in the world to make people more sad than they deserve to be on it in a year. And we don't need much of that.
I was just going to say, it's like, Stapleton, come on, man. Give it something.
Yeah, he laughed at himself. He's like, well, this sounds ridiculous.
Brothers Osborne announced they are going to be heading out on a We're Not For Everyone tour. They're going to be kicking off July 29th. Travis Denning and Tennille Towns will appear on that tour. Good. No Tampa dates for that one. The closest is Jacksonville in October. And Keith Urban was on Ellen talking about how Taylor Swift sent him new music when he was in the mall. They were eating at one of the food courts at the mall. And
Keith Urban eats at a food court?
At a mall.
Oh, I love
but
that.
This was in Australia.
Oh.
This was around the Christmas time. Well, they're different down there.
Oh,
they're very,
of course,
very nice and trendy, you know. And he was talking about how he was listening to Taylor.
Can we get a little more of that, maybe? Well, here she is.
Play the clip.
And I get a text from Taylor saying, I've got these couple of songs I'd like you to sing on. Do you want to hear them? And I said, sure. So she sends me the songs. I'm sitting in the food court at the shopping center with listening to these 2 unreleased Taylor Swift songs.
He was in the food court at the shopping center listening to Taylor Swift songs.
There you go. It's not like you're in Peter Pan.
Very nice down there in Australia. And last but not least, Dan and Shay playing an acoustic version of their new single called Glad You Exist. Take a listen to this. A going to play the full length of that song right now. And coming up next, ACMs are coming up on Sunday, and we got to do our picks and what we are all going to pick for the big winners on Sunday night.
We'll make our bets, and then we'll tell you what the payoff will be if whoever loses.
Okay.
All right, we got something for you. 6 minutes away. Here they are. Glad You Exist. Stan and Shay on 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here talking about the ACMs that are happening on Sunday. Now, what we like to do is make our bets. We bet on who do we think is going to win. Mm-hmm. And then by doing that, we will come back on Monday and see who got the most out of five categories right. And then who got the least amount, we'll have to pay off a bet.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get to the bet in a second. But let's go ahead and put down. Now, I vote to do this. No duplicate answers. Because if you guys both pick the same person or whatever, then there's no real tiebreaker.
Okay, so we're going to have to switch the order.
Correct.
Okay.
So no one can steal yours every time. So the first category, I'll let you do first pick. Next category, Kevin, then me, or roundabout. Okay? Is that fair?
That's fine. So we'll start with, what, like single of the year?
Let's just do entertainer of the year. You want to do that last? So is that what you want to do? Yeah. Build it up?
We'll build it up.
There you go. Look at Lana, best in the biz. Here we go. All right. So for song of
the year. Single.
Single of the year. You go. What's the category? Go ahead. Single of the year.
Single of the year. The nominees are Miranda Lambert, Gabby Barrett, Carly Pearson, Lee Bryce, Ingrid. Oh wait, single. I'm sorry. Bluebird. I Hope from Gabby Barrett. Right. I Hope You're Happy Now from Carly Pearce. More Hearts Than Mine from Ingrid, or The Bones from Maren Morris. So Kevin, we'll start with you.
Kevin.
Oh, it's me.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to do I Hope, Gabby Barrett.
Okay, it's got to be. Great pick.
I think I'm going to go with...
By the way, have you noticed it's all female artists in this category?
I'm going to go Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce sneaking in there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll do Miranda Lambert Bluebird.
All right.
Okay. So, Jay, that's me right there. Boom.
All right. So then we're going to go up to Duo of the Year. You've got Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, or Maddie and Tay.
Ooh.
JR, you want to start?
Sure. I'll go with, I'm going to do Dan and Shay.
By the way, they've won two in a row. If they win this year, it'll be three straight years ACM duo of the year, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see if they can do that.
That's pretty good.
I mean, a feeling it's going to be Brothers Osborne, though, for some reason. But go ahead, Lana. Well,
actually, I'm going with Maddie and Tay.
Okay.
They had a big year last year.
This is their... sixth time being nominated for a duo. Yeah,
they had a good year last year. So, all right, Kevin?
I'll go with Brothers Osborne.
I got a good feeling about them. That's a good bet.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're going to go to...
Male Artist of the Year.
Male Artist of the Year. Their nominees are Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett.
And Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Chris Stapleton, on the other side. All right. So, it's my pick.
Yep.
I am going to go with Luke Combs.
All right. Luke Combs. Kevin?
I'll take Stapleton.
Stapleton? I'm going Church. I'll go Church. Eric Church. Got that one.
All right. Female Artist of the Year. Your nominees are Kelsea Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, and Carly Pearce.
I'll take Miranda.
Okay.
That is Kevin's pick. I'm going to go with Maren Morris.
Boy. Man, this is... Boy. Because sometimes how you think of it as a fan is not how the Academy thinks about it. So that's what the tough part is. I think she's well-deserving, even though we don't get to hear her a ton. But I think Ashley McBride will win it.
Okay.
That'll be mine.
All right. And finally, Entertainer of the Year. Nominees are Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton. This is tough because I think any one of these guys could win. And JR, you obviously get to go first.
All right. It's got to happen. It's going to be Luke Combs. It's got to happen. It has to happen now. He's done the most during COVID as far as like online and things like that and kind of kept you in his version of Studio G or whatever you want to call it. I forget what he calls his man cave that he does music out of, but I think it's just got to be the year.
Yep.
I think it's got to be the year. All right. What do you got?
I'm actually going to go with Luke Bryan this year just because I feel that, like Luke Combs, he was very heavily on social media and releasing songs. He had four number ones from his latest album. So the only thing that it hurts is that he's got COVID right now and he's not going to be there. So I'm wondering if that's going to make a difference.
They're going to punish him.
I don't think it matters, Lana.
I don't know.
They don't punish him for having COVID.
All right, so it's my choice.
Yes. Yep.
The remaining ones I can pick are Church, Chris Stapleton, Thomas Rhett. By the way, Thomas Rhett is the defending champion. He tied tied Carrie Underwood last year, ACMs, but I'm going to take Eric Church.
All right.
All right.
Eric Church.
Okay,
now,
there we go.
The bet real quick, here's how it's going to happen. You're going to have to, whoever wins Entertainer of the Year, you got to pick a song from that person.
Okay.
And then get the lyrics and go read it in poetry form in the middle of our sales department.
In the sales department?
Yes, where it's very quiet. And the sales part will not enjoy that. But they'll laugh. They'll turn around and realize it's you, Lana.
Okay.
You know, if you were to lose. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, here we go.
All right. So this is obviously going to be something that we'll be doing on video as well.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Video, anything you got, we'll do that. All right. So that's the bet. We'll find out this weekend what happens. All right. Coming up next, we have your tickets for Mr. Kane Brown. Amanda and Wesley Chapel playing a game called Almost Famous with us right now. It's 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, Amanda, you a fan of Kane Brown?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Perfect. All right, here's how this game works. We're going to give you three categories. Those categories are famous friends, famous flicks, or famous facts. You got to pick two out of those three categories. If you get those questions right, you will win, okay?
Okay.
Which category would you like first?
Famous friends.
Famous friends. This would be a friend of Kane Brown.
She got her start from a TV reality show. She married a hockey player from Nashville, and if he cheats on her, she's going to take a Louisville Slugger to both his headlights and slash a hole in all four tires. She doesn't drink red wine and uses Ajax to clean the stains out of her dirty laundry.
Oh, my gosh.
We pretty much just read her whole song catalog to you right now.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, and I can't think of it right now. I think I'm kind of... radio
shocked.
What's her name? Miranda Lambert?
No, Miranda. Man. Carrie Underwood, Amanda.
Carrie Underwood, there you go.
All right. I know I got it right. All right, Amanda. Here we go.
Miranda was a Nashville star. I mean, it wasn't far off.
Here we go. Next category. Do you want famous flicks or do you want famous facts?
I'm going to go with facts.
All right, Amanda, I'm praying for you. Here we go. Facts, is it true or false?
This is just true or false. In 2006, Eric Church was fired by Rascal Flatts for playing too long as their opener on their tour. Taylor Swift replaced him and sent him her first gold record as a thank you for helping her land her on the tour. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with true.
It is true!
It's true!
Way to go! Holy moly! All right, one more. Here it is. Famous flicks. I'm going to play a scene or a quote from a movie. You tell me what movie that is, all right?
Okay.
Here it is.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forrest Gump.
You know, Amanda, I like how you said it so casually. Like, yeah, come on, guys, challenge me. After we gave you that Carrie Underwood one. Now, hey, way to go. Congratulations. Great way to start your weekend
Thank
off. Kane
you.
Brown tickets for you. He's going to be at the Amway Center in Orlando December 3rd with Jordan Davis, and you will be there, too.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Good. Hang on for a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, coming up at 9:10, we have your trending in Tampa Bay with Mr. Kevin Ebel. Thanks for having us on. It's 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, JR Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
And runner-up of the elephant ear-eating contest at the Florida State Fair, 2 years running.
Maybe.
The other guy just wanted it bad, just a little bit more than you,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, this is true.
All right. Actually, never mind. Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. By the way, the fair starts up next week, the 22nd, next Thursday. This weekend, some things starting up. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival actually starts tomorrow. It's moving. It usually was at Mosey. It's moving to the Withlacoochee River Park in Dade City. I'm going to read this because it's fun to read. Join the villages of Fittleworth and Queen Catherine Parr in her court as they invite one and all to the magical 16th century European village featuring four stages of entertainment with musicians
comedians, magicians, jugglers, and mimes. That's happening now through May the 23rd.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's only on weekends. They have a different theme every weekend, so it's very cool.
Give me that, a couple of those lines again. I like it. It sounded good.
Join the villagers of Fittleworth and Queen Catherine Parr in her court as they invite one and all to the magical 16th century European village featuring four stages of entertainment with musicians, magicians, jugglers, and mimes.
Oh, man, well done.
So that's at the Withlacoochee River Park, and it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, only Saturdays and Sundays. The Fun and Sun Aerospace Expo happening in Lakeland. The Blue Angels are showing off their new FA-18E Super Hornets. That's happening this weekend at the Fun and Sun Aerospace Expo in Lakeland. So a couple fun things to do this weekend. The youngest player in Florida lottery history to win the Powerball jackpot, which was $235.4 million, was from Lando Lakes. He was 23 years old. Woo. His name is Thomas Yee. He decided to take the one-time lump sum payment of $160 million.
three-year-old.
$160 million, $38,447 to be exact to the money. He purchased the ticket at the Publix located on North Nebraska Avenue in Lutz, and the store will receive $95,000 for selling the winning
ticket. Is that
the one
you shop at?
It is not the one I shop at.
It's close, I bet.
It's not far. That's true. And finally, this is cool. You'll need $5,000 if you would like to stay the night at Amalie Arena and hang out with the Stanley Cup.
Really?
Yeah. The Lightning have teamed up with Airbnb to create a space for six Tampa Bay residents to spend the night at Amalie Arena and have the Stanley Cup there. They can also have champagne, five-course meal. They can set off the Tesla coils that are at the Amalie Arena, drive the Zamboni, sound the goal siren.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, now we're talking, because I just thought when you were just sleeping at an arena, I don't want to do that.
Drive the Zambonis?
No, you get to do all the fun stuff. So you'll need, it's $5,000. All the proceeds will be given to the Lightning Foundation, and the booking opens on Monday, and the one-night stay will take place on April the 24th. If you'd like more info, go to our 99.5 QYK Facebook page.
Sounds like so it's much fun. Can you pay for us to do that?
What's that?
Can you pay for us to do that?
No.
That'd be so much fun.
That would be
driving
cool.
Some Zambonis?
Well, yeah. But
on the ice?
I mean, I think we can get a used one for $5,000. You got to have someone in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We love being a part of your morning. But we usually, I will ask everybody what their highlight of the show was, but Kevin has put together something that's a highlight of the whole week. Crazy moments that have happened on the show. Here it is.
Kevin, do you give your wife massages on her feet and pedicures?
No, not her feet. On her shoulders for sure, but not feet.
Yeah.
No.
She says,
I have my foot out right now. Will you touch it?
It's all black on the bottom.
Will you touch my foot right now?
No, I won't.
People think we're joking.
It's,
my
look,
foot
it's
is
black.
Yes, yes.
Why are your feet black?
Well, I walked here. Just touch the foot.
No.
All right, my highlight of the show actually just happened in the hallway with Lana, because Lana also already in the Music Minute has told us the Brad Paisley concert is in 2022.
It's not 2021.
Because she goes, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, she goes, I thought it was 2020. I'm like, no, what happens is
20.
I messed up.
In the hallway, we see Jerry that works in sales. Mm-hmm. She goes, Jerry, happy birthday. She goes, in February?
He loves the ocean and the beach and beers in Mexico. Who is this?
That's got to be Kenny Chesney.
Yes, Chesney. Yes, Danny. Danny in Clearwater. Woo-hoo! Breathing in that salt water, getting the brain cells going this morning. I love it.
I was petrified in this man's house. He let out all kinds of nasty animals that I'm not comfortable with, and he kept joking and laughing about it like it was like he couldn't read that I was uncomfortable and sweaty and nervous.
You make it sound like I didn't take anything into consideration, and I did. I didn't even show you the rats.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
I got busy living.
Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying, a very famous movie about a jail or prison.
That
I mean,
Wait,
I thought I heard it.
Exchange for somebody's wife, check something. You're saying something.
Lana, when's the last time you purchased like a Tommy Bahama shirt for somebody in their 30s?
My wedding. I have a friend of mine who has got a pet possum.
So yeah.
I
hope you guys are really good friends.
I know. I don't particularly like them, but.
How often do you go over there and pet her possum?
No, it's a friend of mine. He doesn't live here in the state.
Oh,
so. And that's a guy.
Donna and Brandon had a pretty good day, right?
Yes, it was very fun.
What happened?
I won $500.
There you go. So we want to pay for your fun in 21. That's why you got that $500.
I know.
Anything fun on the books that you're going
to
do?
Well, I was talking to my other half about trying to maybe get tickets to the Brooks and Dunn concert that's coming in October.
There you go.
That is a perfect thing to do with the $500. You know what else you can do with that money?
I know you're going to say this. Go ahead.
Beer money.
There it is right there. I mean, that's wild week, huh?
That's the best.
Week in review.
Well done, Kevin, putting that together.
Yes.
Taking some crazy parts from the show. All right, well, listen, you have another chance at $500 coming up for you at 10 o'clock. It'd be a great way to start your weekend off, that's for sure.
Yeah, it would.
All right, and then, by the way, are we allowed to say this or no?
Yes, you can go ahead and say it.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Nope.
I'm not going to get a phone call.
Promise.
Thomas Rhett tickets starting Monday morning, 8:40. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Could not be more excited.
Yep.
Thomas Rhett. 9/4/21. He will be here 8:40 tomorrow. Excuse me, Monday morning. We will have tickets for it. Not only that, how about some Brad Paisley tickets
as
well?
We got a lot of concerts. A lot of concerts coming to Tampa finally. So we got tickets. We got to give them out.
And we're doing it all morning long starting on Monday. Okay, so just be ready in the cash. We'll be back as well. Have a great day. We'll see you Monday. Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.